It's Monday, March 28th, 2022.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. Dry Bread is the name of the band from the Bahamas. Boy howdy, that's a great song. That was Yamar. Came off there. Yamar / Words to My Song 7-inch, I guess. It was, you know, I don't know. Honestly, it's one of these, it's like an old song that's been re-released more recently. So, so good. I'd never heard it before. Never heard of Dry Bread. Super into it though. It's got that great Caribbean calypso vibe mixed with like early rock kind of, it was so super good. I'm into that stuff that sounds old. Sometimes it actually is old. Sometimes it's just like this next band. They're called Say She She from Brooklyn, New York. We're going to hear their song Forget Me Not. It comes off of Forget Me Not / Blow My Mind. Probably also would be a 7-inch in the physical world. You know, this whole episode, I'm just going to be playing one song by every band. That's right, just a whole bunch of different bands. One song each, because there's lots of singles coming out lately, and normally I try and save those and put them at the beginnings and ends of episodes, or toss one in the middle or something, but this time I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to do 12 individual songs. So that's what this episode is. So yeah, we're going to hear Say She She from Brooklyn, then we're going to hear Pearl Charles from Los Angeles doing the song Deja Vu, which is also a new single by Pearl Charles. And they're not, like, connected or something, but if Say She She has kind of a chic vibe, then Pearl Charles has kind of a, I don't know, some other kind of 70s vibe going on. So started off with Dry Bread from Actually Old. Then we're going to do some fake kind of old-sounding stuff. So without further ado, Say She She from Brooklyn, followed by Pearl Charles from Los Angeles with Forget Me Not and Deja Vu right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Ooh! deja vu. Deja vu.
Golden Gate, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
it's getting late. This'll have to wait for the other side. Our once in a lifetime kind of a nice time. Every now and then we start to slip away. I would probably call, but it's getting late. This'll have to wait for the other side. Our once in a lifetime kind of a nice time. Every now and then we start to slip away. This'll have to wait for the other side.
All right, let's catch up. After Pearl Charles back there, we heard Airwaves from Brooklyn. They got a new single called The Dance. Thought it was great. As always, everything from Airwaves, always like it a lot. They've been putting out music for, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years or something. I've been playing them on the show the whole time. Still love these guys. Super good. The Dance, very good back there. Then we heard Van Zier from Minnesota. Also like those guys a lot. They've been putting out stuff for quite a while as well. And they got a new single as well. It was called Kind of a Nice Time. And a really great song. They've had a couple new releases that I was thinking about putting on the show. But Kind of a Nice Time is sort of the best one so far. So they probably have an album that's going to come out soon. We'll hear more from them. And then just before I started talking, we heard Films on Song. That's the name of the band. From Charlottesville in Virginia. We heard their song Over the Sink, the single edit. The other version is much longer. It came off their Fake Endings EP. I like the short version considerably better. Okay, up next, a band from New York. They're called Petite League. I have played them many times on the show before, and they have a great new song. It's called Floating Blue. It is from a single by the same name, probably from a forthcoming album, but it's all we got so far, so we'll just stick with the single. And then after that, we're going to hear Chemtrails from Manchester doing their song Eternal Shame. It's also a new single that they've released, and it's great, as everything, you know, Chemtrails, very reliable. And I feel like, you know, Petite League, Chemtrails, they just have this kind of like garagey, loud, rocky kind of vibe. So after that, we're going to hear from Nova Scotia, a band called Shoulder Season. Never played them on the show before. They got a new single as well. It's called Dominoes, and it fit together with Petite League, Chemtrails pretty well. So here we go. Petite League, Chemtrails, and Shoulder Season with Floating Blue, Eternal Shame, and Dominoes. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
If you become the opposite of what you always were, you have to change your name. TLC stands for the Learning Channel. They used to have shows like Learn to Read and Ready, Set, Learn. Here's some of their present and recent offerings. Cake Boss, Gypsy Sisters, Toddlers and Tiaras, Extreme Couponing, What Not to Wear, My Teen is Pregnant and So Am I, 1,000-Pound Sisters and Alaskan Women Looking for Love. And that's just the shows about the Palins. The A in A&E stands for Arts. They used to show the Symphony. Now they have Deep Fried Dynasty, Hoarders, Storage Wars, Ghost Hunters, and Psychic Kids. You know, for people who find the Learning Channel too intellectual. The History Channel has no history, and MTV has no music. I'm just saying, you can buy a petting zoo and turn it into a bondage dungeon, but you gotta change the sign. And finally, there's the Republican Party. It used to stand for something, being heartless squares, but something. Oh, and patriotism. They always wanted you to know, they loved America more than you. America first. But now, Tucker Carlson is literally reciting Russian talking points, becoming so valuable to the Kremlin that they put out a memo asking their propaganda outlets to replay as much of Tucker Carlson as possible in Russia after the Capitol riot on January 6th. 147 Republican lawmakers in a congressional vote objected to the certification of an election they knew was legitimate. Okay, you can't represent a form of government you yourself don't believe in. If you do, then you have to get another name. Like maybe the Trump Party. He's pretty modest about putting his name on things, but maybe he'll license it just this once.
She said, hey.
right, let's catch up one last time. After shoulder season back there, we heard a band from Melbourne, Australia called Sugarloaf Beach. I love those guys. They've got another new release. We heard it. It was called Champagne Beach. So Champagne Beach by Sugarloaf Beach. I guess they're just like really into beaches down under. Are these real places, Sugarloaf Beach? I could look it up. Not really a beach person. Don't really care about beaches so much. But I'm sure if you do and those are real ones, they're bound to be just like every other beach. Sugarloaf and Champagne Beaches, whatever. Okay, then after that, and just before I start talking, we heard Princess Chelsea, also from Down Under, but from Auckland, New Zealand. We heard her new song, Everything Is Gonna Be All Right. I always love Princess Chelsea, and I was happy that she had a new single, even if, you know, it's not like my favorite Princess Chelsea song of all time, but it's pretty good, and it was worthy of putting on the show alongside all these other singles by bands I like. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, A Change of Pace, Dolly Parton. That's right. And this isn't some sort of like, wow, she has a new single? What? No. I mean, if she does, I don't know. I haven't paid attention. The thing is, I watched this miniseries, this Hulu miniseries about Pamela Lee Anderson and Tommy Lee. It's called Pam and Tommy. Have you heard of this? Anyway, it was never a story that particularly interested me. I vaguely, you know, was aware of like, oh, sex tape, whatever, from, you know, when I was in high school or whatever that was. But I didn't really pay much attention to it. Didn't think much of it. Didn't care. But I watched this Pam and Tommy series, which incredibly stars Lady Rose from Downton Abbey, which is, she's amazing, Pamela Anderson, pretty incredible makeup and, I don't know, body job. I don't know what all they did to her to make her look like Pamela, but good job, she does. And the show is surprisingly compelling, I thought. I thought it was a really good show, and I get sucked in by music, and this show has a great soundtrack. So I recommend it, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. It featured, the whole point, that was a long walk. Why am I promoting this show so much? I don't know, it's pretty good, whatever. The point is, it had Dolly Parton doing I Will Always Love You in it. You know, like the Whitney Houston song. But it turns out it's not a Whitney Houston song, it's a Dolly Parton song. I think most people probably know this. I think if you're like a little older than me, then you're definitely aware, right? Because I think this was a huge hit for Dolly Parton, but like before I was like cognizant of anything. And so for me, it was like when Whitney Houston did it, it became like a big song. And I still kind of think that like if you polled people, more people associate I Will Always Love You with Whitney Houston. But I'm certainly not tapped into like what the people think. But I will say I love the Dolly Parton version. And it somehow seemed like so fitting in this Pam and Tommy series. Yeah, but the whole soundtrack's really great. They used Four Non Blondes more effectively than you can possibly imagine. Yeah, anyway, so Pam and Tommy, pretty good. And we're just finish up this show here with Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You. It's a great song to end a thing with. That's actually how they used it on the series. This song, I think it was in the ending credits. So without further ado, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You, right now. This is probably the kind of song, putting this on, that's going to get me flagged. I'm probably going to lose my show because I'm putting this on. It's just now occurring to me. You know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Am I? Seems like a risk. Am I going to get sued over Dolly Parton? I don't know. Maybe.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. You need, but I will always love you. I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sandbar opening theme, How Long Has It Been, and Spin the Bottle, all by Frank Locrasto from the Sandbar soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, like where to follow me on social media, or a link to Spotify's Season 19 playlist of The Sounds in My Head. It's all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify dropped into a playlist right there for you to listen to them without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love hearing from you. We will talk to you again before too long with an all-new episode of the show.